You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we look at how to handle bullies in the workplace in light of Bob Garfield's dismissal from New York Public Radio for violating the company's anti-bullying policy. Now, Republican state lawmakers have voted to reinstate work search requirements for people on unemployment in Wisconsin, and they say they'll take up legislation next month that would end a $300 weekly federal unemployment supplement months ahead of schedule. Those are moves being cheered by our next guest, who says businesses in the state can't find enough workers to fill open jobs. You can join this conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you relying on one of these pandemic unemployment programs? What do the benefits mean to you? Maybe you're a business owner who is struggling to fill open positions. Help us understand at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Ahead on Central Time, we'll hear from an advocate for people on unemployment in Wisconsin. Now, our guest is Kurt Bauer. He's the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. That's the state's largest business lobbying group. Kurt, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here.
You say unemployment benefits and the worker shortage are some of the top concerns of your members. What are you hearing from them?
Well, it was the biggest problem prior to COVID-19, and even during the worst of the pandemic, when we got to nearly 15% unemployment, many businesses were still having trouble finding people. And now that we are coming out of COVID-19, it has really been exacerbated, particularly by the $300 supplemental provided in the American Rescue Plan that was passed in March, the federal legislation pushed by President Biden. And that augments what you would get from state unemployment insurance benefits. So you're basically making $16.75 per hour. And that has been a detriment, a deterrent for people to get back to work. And you talk to any business around the state in any sector, particularly I've been talking to a lot of manufacturing and hospitality, it's at a crisis point.
Would this problem be remedied if employers raised wages to pay people more than what they'd get on unemployment?
Well, wages are definitely rising. I mean, the data points show that. And if you pay attention to, you know, businesses that have posting signs looking for workers, you know, they're raising their pay. They've got hiring bonuses, offering free meals, flexible hours, more time off. So we are seeing that. So the question is that how do you balance the supply and demand component of this? There is more demand for labor than there is supply with, the law of competition that you have in business. And, of course, then what your customers are willing to pay for a product or service. Because keep in mind, if you raise one cost, it has to be accounted for one way or the other in a business. I mean, they have to balance their budgets. They're not like government that can just run deficits or debts with impunity. You've got to figure out a way to make things balance out. So if one cost goes up, you have to adjust someplace along the line. So for most businesses, labor is your number one cost of doing business. If your labor costs go up, you have to decide, am I going to raise the cost for my product or service? Will my customers pay that? Maybe they buy less. Maybe they don't buy at all. Maybe they buy from a competitor that doesn't have the same problem, somebody overseas that doesn't have a labor shortage. I mean, all of this stuff has to be factored into it.
We are taking calls at 800-642-1234 throughout this conversation. Sandy in Mineral Point wants to join the conversation. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Employers need to understand that unless they pay a living wage, people aren't going to want to work for them. And as far as where they find the money, when you've got CEOs making multiple millions of dollars, cut the CEO pay.
All right, Sandy, thanks for that. And Kurt, what is your response to Sandy saying there are ways that you can find more money in the budget to raise wages if you want to avoid having people make more on unemployment?
Well, I think I just explained it. I may go through it again, but the reality is that it's just not that simple. Anybody who's actually run a business and had to balance a budget understands this. Most businesses operate on very tight margins, and business in Wisconsin is basically small business. We're the largest business group in the state. We're often associated with big business, but the reality is that most of our members, and we have 800 of them, have 100 or less employees. CEOs are, that's just not the case in Wisconsin. We do have some CEOs that do very, very well, but that's just not the way it's working. And in particular, as we look at the tourism season and we look at these restaurants and resorts that are desperate to try and find workers, I guarantee you that they're not exactly enjoying lavish wages.
If it's not just about the bottom line and people are looking at it and going, well, I could even make more if I went back to work right now, but I haven't found a job that feels safe, should employers wait a few months while vaccinations rise to see if more people will go back to work on their own? Or do you think they have to make the change now?
I think they need to make it now. I mean, the CDC is saying that it's safe to go back to work. And frankly,
if you're vaccinated or wear a mask if you're not.
Well, and vaccines are widely available and free. So, and of course, you can still wear a mask and you can still socially distance. Many of our employers have gone to great lengths to rearrange their workspaces. I mean, we certainly have here at our building in downtown Madison with social distancing and removing chairs and partitions. So, and you see that everywhere. Businesses have done what they need to make sure that people are safe on the job. And frankly, they don't get the credit I think that they deserve. The safest place for most people from COVID-19 is on the job because of the precautions that business owners have taken.
Kurt Bauer is the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobbying group. And we are talking about whether unemployment benefits need to be taken down from the federal supplement for them to encourage people to go back to work. And we are taking your calls. And we have Nancy in the North Woods who wants to join the conversation. Good afternoon, Nancy.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have, there's a little bit of a loyalty back and forth. And when Wisconsin shut down for the 5 weeks that they shut down, because we really weren't shut down that long, we went back open pretty much May 24th last year. Employers didn't really worry about their employees. They cut them out, got rid of their positions and everything like that. And now they want the employees to come back to work for them because they need them now. And, they just kind of let them go.
All right. Thanks for that point, Nancy. And Kurt, whether companies or businesses didn't care about their employees or simply could not keep paying them because of the shutdowns, Nancy's point seems to be that, employers couldn't be there for the workers. How do you expect workers to come back? What do you say to that?
Well, I don't think it's a fair point. We had a payroll protection plan in the original CARES Act a year ago, March, that incentivized businesses to keep people on the payroll. They did if they could afford to. Keep in mind, the economy was shut down, and just because some people were able to come back to work at the end of May doesn't mean others were. Hospitality, restaurants, entertainment venues certainly were not able to go back to work. And, of course, you were only able to go back to work if you had orders for whatever it is, product or service that you provide. Because at that point, that's when we reached peak unemployment at 15%. The economy stalled because of a government-imposed shutdown. So I just don't think it's a fair point at all.
Do talk about some of the ways that not having enough workers affects a business.
Well, we're seeing a variety of things. So I live here in Madison, and not too long ago, I went to a restaurant, and it wasn't very busy, but it was going to be a 40-minute wait, and the hostess told me, I've got two servers and one cook, and it was because of this $300 supplemental. People don't want to work. So that's one example. But, for our manufacturers, many of them are not able to run multiple shifts. They're not bidding for contracts. They're not able to perhaps meet the terms of the contracts that they have right now, which could really have a negative impact in the future because, they're not going to have work later on. So, if people are waiting to get back to work after the $300 supplemental expires in Labor Day, there may not be those jobs available because the businesses, will have gone under or have really reduced capacity.
Yeah, lots to think about and lots of different pieces that go into the decisions. Kurt, we appreciate your time today.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Kurt Bauer, who's head of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobby. And he was with us today to talk about why he wants Governor Tony Evers to end pandemic unemployment benefits in Wisconsin, that federal money that comes in on top of regular unemployment benefits. Up next, we'll hear from a Wisconsin unemployment advocate about why she thinks the benefits are still important. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you think we should stop those enhanced unemployment benefits, or do you think they should stay in place through September when they're slated to expire? What would the effect on businesses around you be? Call 800-642-1234. The conversation continues here on Central Time. Federal leaders included money for additional unemployment benefits in coronavirus relief. Advocates say that's saving Wisconsin's families. Business leaders argue it's keeping people from working. We're talking about those perspectives here on Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina. We're discussing whether to end pandemic unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. And you can join in. You can call 800-642-1234 or email your story or your question to ideas@wpr.org. Are you a business owner? Are you having trouble filling positions? Do you think this extra unemployment benefit is affecting the pool of applicants you have? Give us a call or email ideas@wpr.org. Shannon Hussey joins us now. She's the co-founder of the Wisconsin Unemployment Action Group. That's a group that advocates for people who on unemployment in this state. Shannon, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What has having access to pandemic unemployment programs meant to people in Wisconsin?
You know, it's been a real lifesaver, save for the issues with the unemployment department actually getting payments to people. When they do receive those payments, it has maintained not lifestyles. People have definitely had to cut back, but it has met the gap between being able to feed their families and put a roof over their families' heads. So it's been essential.
What do you think could happen if these unemployment benefits end early? They are going to end in September.
Well, you know, they're going to end in September, and there are some calls to extend them. And I think in some circumstances, when it comes to safety and health, we don't know what it's going to look like in September. So it's hard to project that far. But ending them before then, we know that only 40% of Wisconsin is vaccinated. Kids under 12 can't be vaccinated, and they're still carriers. They can still be sick. But more importantly, we have to look at the workers. And I understand that business is important. And Kurt made it very clear that when you look at the money side of a business, it's not simple. I have an MBA. I understand that. But you can't cut down workers and pay them less simply because you had a rising cost in another department. That's not where your cut should be.
We are taking calls, and we've got Andrew in River Falls who is ready to join our conversation. Hey, Andrew.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to just bring up the fact that a lot of people aren't returning to work because they've got kids to watch. You know, I understand the school season is ending now, but during the school season, most schools weren't back in person full time. They had kids at home, and parents needed to be there with them. And childcare costs are really expensive. You know, that takes a huge chunk of paycheck to cover childcare. So, you know, that's something that needs to be accounted for and considered as well, I think.
Andrew, thanks for bringing that up. And Shannon, Andrew is helping us complicate this conversation, right? That it's not just one thing. It's not about the level of pay necessarily, but there are life factors that affect people who are getting unemployment benefits right now.
Absolutely. There are barriers to employment right now that we have to address. And you're correct. That is the bigger issue, where we have mudslinging about, no, we need to keep benefits. No, we need to take them away. We need workers. Instead of just making that the end of the conversation, we need to have solution-based conversations. And he is right. Childcare is a major barrier. Larger facilities are open. They're open at a smaller capacity. They have higher needs to put those safety protocols in place. So the cost of childcare has gone up, and they have been able to offer a higher pay for their employees because of the many factors as well. They haven't decreased pay, but they certainly have not been able to increase it. We also deal with transportation, criminal histories. A lot of these employers that are looking for workers still have all of these requirements. And let's face it, people can't meet it.
So we heard from Joel on Facebook, who says there are more jobs than applicants for those jobs. No one should elect to continue to collect unemployment benefits if a suitable job is available. What do you say to Joel?
I say, Joel, have you looked at the definition set in place by Republicans in our unemployment statutes of what a suitable job is? A suitable job is a job that is in the industry you previously worked in, a job that is within a dollar per hour of your last wage, a job that is within 30 miles of your home, or not farther than your last employer. So there are things that are in the camp of the workers, as to they are looking, they are searching, but we can't force people into a labor market that puts even more stress and pressure on them. Because it's not going to work out. And we have, and he's right, there are more jobs than people. And Kurt, you know, he actually said it best. This isn't a new problem, especially in manufacturing. They have just as many job openings now as they did pre-pandemic. They just have something to blame it on now.
Shannon Hussey is the co-founder of the Wisconsin Unemployment Action Group, and we're talking about a Republican plan to take up legislation to stop paying the supplemental federal unemployment insurance to people in Wisconsin during the pandemic ahead of the September expiration of that. You can email your questions and your comments to ideas@wpr.org. And now let's bring on Bill in Superior. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. I agree that the extra benefits should be cut, and I have 2 points to make on that. One, there's a sense of entitlement in 2021 where everybody, even new workers, believe that they are worth $30 an hour straight out of high school when their skill set is only $10 an hour. And all the lower-paying jobs, somebody still has to do them. My second point is that during this unemployment, while everybody getting this extra unemployment, there's way too many jobs available out there. So when an employer calls up, say, Sam, and says, Sam, I'm ready, you need to come back to work, and Sam says, no, I'm on unemployment. Well, that employer needs to contact unemployment and tell unemployment to cancel his benefits because he was told to come back to work or work was available, and he denied work.
Hmm. Bill, thanks for those comments, and I want to make sure that Shannon has a chance to respond. I'm sorry about that. What is your response to Bill thinking people expect more than they can be reasonably paid for jobs?
You know, I actually did a poll in our Facebook group today asking people in their job search what hourly wage are they looking for that meets their expenses, and the average response was between $20 and $24 an hour. And that's respectable for an adult in a skilled job. Just to go back to what Bill just said, you can't expect a 35-year-old to go flip burgers at McDonald's for $10 an hour. I just can't comprehend that. And those are a lot of the jobs that are available right now that you can just walk in off the street and get a job. And anybody can put a sign up in the window or in the front lawn that says now hiring up to $27 per hour. And everything sounds great until you get your job offer and you're ready to go to training. And the paperwork says $12 an hour. You question it and they say, well, that's what you start at. We'll reevaluate it in 6 months. And then it takes 10 years to get up to the actual hourly wage that they offered. I do agree that people need to be realistic and what they're looking for. But the service industry, and I actually pulled up the data today with Wisconsin labor statistics, the service industry hasn't changed their hourly offerings. We're talking an average of $12 an hour for hard labor. You can't cover childcare. You can't even pay your rent with that. The living wage in Wisconsin is $27 an hour.
Governor Tony Evers had said he'd likely veto legislation to end that $300 supplement, but he says he hasn't made up his mind yet. What concerns do you have if he actually doesn't veto the bill?
This could be an answer that could go on for a long time because we sure. We haven't heard anything from Tony Evers when it comes to unemployment period. which baffles me. There are thousands of people affected, hundreds of thousands of people affected in this state by unemployment. And he, to even say that he hasn't made up his mind goes against everything he campaigned on. And people need to be aware of the situation. People that are on unemployment, that are trying to find a job and haven't found one yet that fits their skill set. Because let's face it, everybody that's looking for a job right now, they're not from manufacturing. So why would they be going to manufacturing? They're looking for a job they're good at. But Tony Evers has to respond. He has to speak up and support the people that put him in office.
So you're saying that you think there's a skills mismatch with the jobs that are available and the things and the people who are looking for them?
Absolutely. The office industry has not rebounded yet. The meeting industry hasn't rebounded yet. A lot of the people that used to have those positions that were making $20 to $25 an hour, they were let go, and those offices either haven't opened or they have cut back the number of employees they have to maintain a profit level. And they're not going to do a factory job. We're talking about people that are 40 plus years old. They can't do that kind of labor consistently for 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah. A lot to talk about here. Shannon, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
That was Shannon Hussey, who's co-founder of the Wisconsin Unemployment Action Group. She was with us today to talk about why she thinks Wisconsin should keep pandemic unemployment benefits in place. And earlier in the program, we heard from the head of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce about why he thinks the benefits should actually end.